FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this St. Patrick's Day, March 17th morning. It is 7:21, 53 degrees, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Newman Regional Health Interim Nursing Director James Reinecke and Women's Life Center Director Heather Elward. Heather, good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, fantastic. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you. And our topic here today is the DAISY Award, and really the inception of this here at Newman Regional Health, as announced just about 2 weeks ago, if memory serves me correctly. James, I wanted to ask you here, really, what is the DAISY Award and why this was created?
So the DAISY Award is really a recognition program for nurses. And again, we absolutely, understand that healthcare is a team event. It's actually a team sport. But really recognizing nurses for the great things that they do every single day, 24 hours a day for patients. And I'm going to let Heather tell you a little bit about how it was created and kind of why we're launching it here at Newman.
All right, Heather, let's talk about exactly how this works here for nurses and why this is coming to the hospital right now.
Yeah, so the DAISY Award was created, established by the family of J. Patrick Barnes, who died from complications in 1999. After that, the family just really wanted a way to say thank you. Now this award is in over 5,000 healthcare facilities and across 31 countries. So it's just really exciting to put Newman on the map with those hospitals. And really give our nurses the, recognition they deserve for being at the bedside, and especially the last 2 years. As we all know, with COVID, it's been, changing every day and just really hard on a lot of our staff. So,
Heather, is the DAISY Award basically across facilities, across the country?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's actually international as well. So you'll see it all over the place. Many other hospitals in Kansas actually do it. And so it's going to be something exciting that folks will become familiar with, and we're excited to have it here at Newman.
So what does DAISY stand for?
DAISY stands for Diseases Attacking the Immune System.
Okay. James, I wanted to ask you here, and Heather, I wanted to get your thoughts on this as well, really how something like this boosts morale among nursing staff to have this type of recognition for the work that they do on a regular basis, and obviously in some of the extreme cases that come in on at least an occasional basis. James, I want to get your thoughts on that first.
Yeah, well, so many times we hear nurses talk about, even when they're DAISY Award nominations or recipients, that, hey, I was just doing my job, it's what I do. And I think what's important to understand is the work that they do every day is just incredible. And so it really does become a morale booster for the staff, and it really does help with that resiliency. Everybody that's a nominee gets a pin, and the winner gets a little bit more, but everybody that gets a nomination actually gets a pin and gets recognized as well. So, again, it's something for the entire staff, not just the DAISY winners.
Well, James, how often are they distributed, and how often do nominations happen?
Well, nominations are actually occurring now, and so as you mentioned, we launched about 2 weeks ago. The first DAISY Award winner that we'll have here at Newman is planned for Nurse Appreciation, Hospital Appreciation Week that happens in May every year across the country. Nominations, as I said, are coming in now, and for folks that visit us here at Newman, you'll see some signs up in the building. We'll have some things also for patients when they come into the hospital and the packets that they originally get. So there'll be lots of information out there. You just click on a QR code. You can fill it out on a piece of paper. There's going to be lots of ways that folks can do it. It'll be available on the Newman website as well. So if a nurse, and this is across the organization, does something that you would like to have them recognized for. There's a ton of ways for you to get that information back to us, and then we can recognize that nurse.
Heather, from your perspective, you know, I mentioned here to James how this boosts morale, and I wanted to kind of ask that particular question of you, but also ask, really, as you had referenced at the start of the interview, how hard nurses have been working during the pandemic, and really how above and beyond things have gotten here over the last 2 years.
I mean, I think it just really brings it back to basics, like why they became a nurse. You know, just hearing, they may think, I didn't really do anything special, but it, to that patient, it is special. Everything we do is special, the way, you know, the way you're talking to the patient, the way you're taking care of them. So I think it's just a good reminder that what we're doing really does impact the patient and makes a difference in their care and their stay. And, I mean, you know, I have people come up to me and, like, you delivered my baby 10 years ago. And they, you know, people still remember those things. And so it's just nice to hear that appreciation at the time.
Well, James, as Chuck alluded to, you know, the past couple of years obviously have been trying for all, but specifically, you know, for healthcare workers and nurses as well at Newman Regional Health, and very tough. And I know that there have been staffing issues. Are things good as far as staffs and nurses at Newman Regional Health right now?
Well, I would say that we're moving the right direction. So we still have some opportunities for folks. So again, if folks would like to join the Newman team, we are looking for folks, and it's not just nurses, in lots of our healthcare areas as well. So if you're interested, absolutely give me a call or contact us here. But I would say things are moving the right direction for across the country and here locally, again, with our numbers, you know, kind of coming down, and again, our positivity rate going in the right direction. It's helpful for us, and you mentioned a little bit about the staff, and we've mentioned resiliency. It even gives the staff that are here, to include our contract staff, a chance really to take a deep breath and really get back to enjoying, you know, that nursing that they liked without having such a large patient volume. So it's getting better.
Outstanding. So once again, James, for folks that would like to do the nomination process here for DAISY Awards, how do they do that?
The easiest way probably from home would just be to go to our Newman website, newmanrh.org.
Okay, and then find DAISY Award, and there's going to be the page there.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all over our homepage.
Outstanding. Heather, anything else that you wanted to add about the DAISY Award process here that we haven't touched base on so far this morning?
I think we've covered everything. We appreciate you sharing the word for us.
Glad to. James, anything else you wanted to add?
I think I, again, appreciate the time that you've given us this morning, and just really appreciate the entire healthcare team. And what I would say to folks in the region is, again, don't delay care. If you need something, please see one of our partners because we are here for you.
I guess I do have one more thing to add. Just thank you to the community for all their support. You know, they've given us numerous gift baskets and just cards and thank you notes, and those things have been really meaningful to staff over the last couple of years. So I would say thank you.
Well, thank you both for all you do, and thanks to the team at Newman Regional Health for all their exceptional work that they continue to do. By the way, happy 100th to Newman Regional Health.
Yes. Thank you.
We have to throw that in there as well. And thank you both for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Yeah, Newman Regional Health Interim Nursing Director James Reinecke and Women's Life Center Director Heather Elward on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments here next week, we're better than half full already. Right now, the 23rd, the Wednesday, and the 25th next Friday are the only slots that we have available, and likely those will be filled here by the close of business tomorrow, if not a lot sooner than that. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com if you want one of those upcoming dates. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Healthier Lyon County Grant Manager Daphne Mertens. Special crosswalk project is going to be starting next week at several locations, and we'll get the details coming tomorrow.
Can't wait for that. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's 340-7732. MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 53 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and Span Dry Cleaners now offers wash and fold services. Quit letting the laundry pile up and let